Okay, let's get into Shviyas Daf Ayin Ches, the last daf here in the ninth parak of Masecha Shviyas. Parak HaPegam, as we get into the last discussion of Shmitas Karka, and then the last parak, which is all about Shmitas Ksafim, Prizbal, and related issues. So now we are up to trying to figure out exactly what the Mishnah meant that we read yesterday. Yesterday we read a Mishnah, and it was very unclear what the Machlokas is about between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Mishnah said if somebody has Perish Shvias that they get Beyerusha, or they get Bematana. So then Rabbi Eliezer says that they could be given, meaning the people could eat it. And the Chachamim say, no, it has to be sold. It has to be sold. Oh, so what are we talking about? And the Chachamim say, it can't be eaten, it has to be sold because of Ein Chote Niskar. What exactly is the Mishnah referring to? So the Gemara quotes a Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish to know exactly what the case is. So the Gemara says, Rishim and Lakish, Rishim and Lakish, Rishim and Lakish, we're at the end of Ein Zayin Amabez, Rishim and Lakish, Omer, Beperis, Averi, Himas Nisan. Reish Lakish says that we're talking about fruit that were produced through an Avera. There was something wrong that somebody did. Meaning the father. There was somebody who had Shemitah produce. He did something wrong and then he died. And now the question is, the children. Are the children able to enjoy the fruit? So what exactly did he do? So the Pasha Pshat that many Mefarshim, the Marafold, and others say, it means that he wasn't Mevayer. He didn't do Bior. He didn't do Bior, and then he died. So now the children get it, and they can partake of it. The Isser of Perish Shvias before Bior does not apply to them. The Chazon Ish wonders about that. Why? If they get it, so then, you know, they should have to do Bior. Maybe it's that, the Perish Shvias are semi-automatically Hefker, and once he dies, then they're fully Hefker, so it's Ki'ilu Bior was done. But that's one shot that the Avera being talked about is that Bior wasn't done. The Marasilio has that as shot number three. The first two pshatim, he says, maybe it was Peres Shmurim, which we said earlier is a Machalkas Rishonim, whether those fruit are Aser. Gadar HaKerem, Velohiniach La'aniyam Likanes, number one. Number two, says the Rasilio, maybe it was Ikala Meimar Sheyatsu Min Ha'aretz L'chutz La'aretz B'mezin. Tahanu Asiri L'kuli Alma, right? They went out to Chutz La'aretz. Maybe that's where it was. That's what the case is. And number three, it's talking about Lo Avad Biur Lo Otzer Shebebesok Shikiyasha. So either way, what's the Machlokas in the Mishnah? So Rabbi Shlokas says the Mishnah is a case where, let's say, Biur wasn't done. So the children, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yinanu Loch Lehem, they're allowed to partake of it. Okay, the father did the Avera, but that's it. There's no limitation. But the Chachamim say no. If he knows that if he dies, his children are going to get it for free, so then there's no encouragement, and there's nothing pushing him to do the biur, and that's the lashon of chote niskar. So you know what we do? We say the halacha is that his children, or even people who he wants to give it to, they're not going to eat it. They're not going to be able to partake of it. They're going to have to give it to someone else. They're going to have to sell it to somebody else, and the money is going to have to be split up. So therefore, that's how we're going to encourage the person to make sure he does biur, because if he dies, they are not going to be able to partake of the fruits. That's how Reish Lakish understands the Mishnah. It's a machlokes about the father. The Morish did something wrong, and the question is, do we fine the children or the recipients so to encourage the Morish to do what he's supposed to do? Says the Gemara, but one second, Vatani, Hamotzi, Bereshviyas, Asura Liga Bohen. What do you mean? If there was an Avera done, then we learned in a Brisa that Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat them. You're not allowed to partake of them. Right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky, to Bereshviyas, Shigiyas Manbir, Valonis Baru, Nasru Bachila Midrabanan. If the time for beer came, it's also Midrabanan. Hilka Hamotzi, Liga Ben. If you find fruit that beer wasn't done to, it's Asur to eat. Vahachat Amar, you're not allowed to claim, and here they could just eat it. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference between an automatic kinyan versus where you do something to get it. Shanya hi mitzia, shanya hi shenaflo akarcho. If you go out and find some, then you are actively being kone those, and that's where Chazal created the iser, the fine. Right, that beer has to be. You can't just pick it up without having beer done. And if beer is never done, so maybe it remains aser drabanan. But here, it's automatically yours. There's Yerusha. Right, and if it's Yerusha, let's focus on that one. Therefore, that's where Chazal did not institute the Knas when it comes to a Yerusha Balkarcha. Yerusha itself is an interesting model for Kinyan, There's much discussion. The Rosh is a mitzvah. Right? Who is the mitzvah on? That's a good question. Right, a person dies. So what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to make sure before the person dies that when he dies, it's all going to be taken care of? Just don't ruin it. Don't give away all your money to prevent the mitzvah of Yerusha. It's interesting to think about the whole perek in Masechet Baal Basra in Yesh Nochlin, all about the mitzvah of Yerusha. The Rambam says, I'm reading from the Chinuch. The Chinuch, a mitzvah tough, mitzvah 400, shenitz tavinu bedini nachlas. Right, we are commanded in Dine Nachla, in the rules of inheritance. Shin klomar she mitzvah aleinu laasos v'ladun. Maybe it's on Bezdin. Binyan Nachla kasher dana Torah la. Bezdin should take care that these are the rules that are followed. V'yal tachshov, the Chinuch says. V'yal tachshov she imri bazesh ha mitzvah hi she naase binyan hanchala sher dana Torah leha. Sheer tzalomar she yih adam mitzuve mehakel. That a person is commanded to give to his yoresh. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a person to be motzi his nechasim shelo lasos meim kol chefso. The person doesn't have any power to do what he wants with his chavatzim. No, therefore he has a chiyuv never to do and sell anything. Abol di'enu, no, it's not that when a person is alive, he's limited. It just means when he dies. Aval hodi'enu sheschus hayoresh kashur benichse morisho. The yoresh is connected to the property of the morish. Ubehistale koch ha-morish min ha-nachasim b'moso, miyad nofalem tchus ha-yoresh. There's a concept of kamtachas, of stepping into the shoes. So Yerusha is because it was owned by a father, and now the child steps into the shoes. Ki'inyin ishtashlus ha-yitziros, sheratza yotze baruchu zeh harzeh mibli hefzik. There's a continuation. There's a lot of symbolism, spiritual symbolism in this, but says the Chinuch, it's all about post, but maybe it's Tali on Bezdin. Says the this is even before you get to the shorish of the mitzvah. This is just don't think, he says, that you have a chiyuv, you're limited in what you do beforehand. I mean, you might have to leave some. Your kavana shouldn't be totally to negate Yerusha. But the Chinuch says later on, Mishar Shia mitzvah, Kidei sheyeda ha'adam v'yizbonein. A person should know and understand, Ki ha'olam v'yad adon mashgiach al kolber Yosef. The world and the whole world belongs to Hashem. He's in charge. Ubertzono v'chefso hatov, zoche kol echad v'echad mibnei olam, b'chilek anachasim, shu masik b'olamo. Everybody has stuff. Everybody has their assets that Hashem allows them to procure. U'matanaso baruch hu mivoreches, shetimashich l'olam, l'asher yitenelo. Hashem wants you to keep what you have. Im loki micheit hakadmoni, niknas ha-misa b'olam. What can you do? There's misa in the world, so a person has to die. U'mebe siluk gufo, Eino bedin lios hefzik lamatana sakala muvarachas. As Hashem gives a bracha to a person, to a family, so it's not right that bracha ends. And automatically when somebody dies, everything's hefker. Like Nixei Hager. Aval tespashe me eleha beguf hamishtal shemimenu. Shezeu beno obito. So says the Chinuch, that's the idea of Yerusha, that the bracha stays where it is. Brachas of Hashem don't dissipate. Memela. V'im b'hu ba'avono yamus u'banim lo yilo ruya berech l'Hashem shetashav al-karvilov. Your relative. That's also, the bracha stays. Ki zos ha-bracha jesacha bozeh. Oschuso garmalav v'chulu, and he continues. And therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's the idea of Yerusha. Yerusha is, Hashem wants the bracha to stay. Interesting, Yerusha is also brought as one of the rayas that there is a concept, we know that a katan can't be kona midaraisa. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Katan ein lo yad. But Ba'ali Tosfos and other Rishonim say that a katan could be konami daraisa dasa cheres makne. Meaning if they pick something up from the ground, that's the Gemara. If a katan fight mitzias katan, it only belongs to the katan because of darkei shalom. But midaraisa doesn't belong to the katan. But what if somebody is makne or no saint to the katan? So the Rishonim, that many Rishonim say, that's da'as acheres makne, where others are willing it, are being makne into the katan's rishus, that works. That works midaraisa, haraya, Yerusha. Yerusha. If there's a 5-year-old boy that gets Yerusha, that's Midaraisa. He doesn't only own it Midarabanan. Why? Because that's Acharis Makne. So is that an exception to the rule, Yerusha, that works differently? Right? Maybe that's considered Kamtachas. It's not that Makne, it's just that the son goes into the shoes of the father. Or is that a precedent for this idea of Das Acharis Makne? So that's what Rishonim bring. This as a Raya. Yerusha works Midaraisa, so that shows Das Acharis Makne. When somebody else is willing it into the Rishus, then even a katan could be called a midaraisa. It's an interesting discussion of a question of the No Debi Yehuda. The No Debi Yehuda asks, we know that there are ways for a katana to get married. Midaraisa, midrabanan, kiddushe katana, and then of course kiddushe miyun. But a katan can't get married. Katan can't be makadish. And even in the days of old, where there was they got married at 13, 14 years old, but never at 10, never younger than that. So ask the No Debi Yehuda, but why not? If we say that Kiddushin is the man is Kone and the woman is Makne Atzma, so then why shouldn't marriage be looked at as Daras Acharis Makne? And even a Katan can get married. That's the Kasha that knows to be Yehuda. If you say that Daras Acharis Makne, according to those Rishonim, so why can't a Katan be married? Midaraisa. The woman is Makne herself to the Katan. So one answer given by the Mefarshim is that, well, maybe we're not understanding Kiddushin in the right way. The Ran in Nedarim Daf Lamed. Right? This is the Ran that the Avni Miluim loves to quote. Quotes it a number of times in his commentary, the Ksos. But says the Ran, how do we look at the Lumdis, the conceptual mechanism of Kiddushin? Right? A woman has to have, obviously, acquiescence. It's not like Gerishin Midaraisa. She has to agree. But how does it work? So we know it's called Knisa Lirshuso. The woman goes into the Rishus of the husband. She becomes an Eishes Ish. The husband has all the obligations of taking care of her. But says the Ran v'nichali, this is the Ran Daf Lamed in Nedarim. Dimati ish lekadesh atzma leish hachanami davi dumi demech. A woman cannot be miskadesh herself. Ki yikach ish isha v'lo amar ki tilakach isha leish lo kalimena shatachnis atzma lerushos aval. Right, and that's why if she says ein bet vera mamish ella. Here's the lashon, much quoted. Mikivan she maskemas the kedushia ish. The woman has to have askama, but once she's maskima to get married, he mevatelas daita veritzona umashvi nafsha etzel habaal kidvar shel hefker vahabaal machnisa lirshuso. She, so to speak, nullifies her own rishus, and she is totally swallowed up in the rishus of the husband. But the husband is the active player. Right, Paral bringing it much closer to Gerushin, even though Kiddushin has to be with Ritzona and not Gerushin, but this Ran brings it much closer. She basically opens the door, but then he is the active party in Halacha. Hilkach, ein anu danim b'kiddushin mitzad ha'isha, ele mitzad ha'baal. Wow, that's the Ran in Kiddushin in Nedarim Daf Lamed. And now the Avnei Miluim again quotes that in various places, but that could be an answer to the No Debi Yehuda's Kasha, right? That some Achronim say. No Debi Yehuda says, if you say Das Acharis Makne and the Rai is Yerusha, like here, we're talking about Yerusha, so then why don't we say a boy could be married, Das Acharis Makne? The answer is because that's not a normal case. Kiddushin is not a normal case of Das Acharis Makne. Rather, if the woman is mivatelas atzma, and really the man is the active party, and therefore a katan can't do that. Okay, this is all day number one of the Gemara Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, our Mishnah is talking about a case of peros avera. And the issue is, are we going to fine the recipients and the children in order to help motivate him to do the beer? Next day, though, Rabbi Yochanan on our third line, but peros heter, he must isa. No, the Mishnah is talking about peros heter. Mutter peros! Mutter Paris, what are we talking about? If somebody has Paris Shvias that are Mutter and he dies, his children cannot partake of them. What are the Chacham talking about? Or what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer? Bahada Tatanin and Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yinanu Lo'ochleim. It should be given to the those that are going to eat it. So, and what's Yinat, and it has to be given to others, Yimachru, or Yinatnu. Even, you might even say, sounds like it has to be given away. Why does it have to be given away to anybody? So, Rabbi Eliezer, a totally different issue in the Mishnah. Rabbi Reish Lakish says there was an Aveira that was done. Rabbi Yochanan says no Aveira was done. The issue in the Mishnah is the issue back that we had on Daf Chav Zayin, right? Many, 50 days ago, right? We had a discussion, Machlokas, Beishamai and Beishilo, about saying thank you, about Akara Satov to taking Shemitah fruit. Reish Shammai says no, because that would give the impression that they're really the Bialim and they're giving it to you, and that's the problem. So Rabbi Eliezer, Dehu Shamuti Rabbi Eliezer, who follows the shitas of Beis Shammai, Ditaninan, who said earlier, Ochlin Peir Shvias Bitova, or Ein, it should be Ein, Ein Ochlin Peir Shvias Bitova, you cannot eat Peir Shvias Bitova with a feeling of a karzatov. Skip the next two words, Kedivre Beis Shammai. So therefore, if we allow the recipient just to get, or the Yorish, or the recipient of the gift, to get it, they're obviously going to feel tremendous feelings of Akaras HaTov, and that would put them in a predicament in order to express it, and that's why Rebbe Elazar says, you have to give it away. If they give it away, or even if they sell it, so then that would be enough to prevent these feelings. The Chachamim say even getting money for it would be a problem, and therefore the Meimis Chalkul Chaladam, totally different shot of the Gemara, not talking about Paris Baveira, Paris Beheter, and the issue is the worry of the Betova Halacha. The worry about the Betova Halacha. Says the Gemara, one second. But what are the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan here then are more machmir than Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to give it away. The Chacham say you have to sell it. But the Chacham hold like Beis Hillel. V'had the Rabbanan misivin le'she'en chotei niskar. The Rabbanan would say ein chotei niskar. The Rabbanan hold like Beis Hillel. So what is the what's the Mishnah talking about? How could the Rabbanan be more machmir than Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer holds like the Beis Shammai, and the Chachamim hold like Beis Hillel. They're not like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara answers, you're right. B'shitaso heshivuhu. The Gemara sometimes says in the Bavli, l'shitascha, right? They're answering according to him. B'shitascha, according to us, they could just partake of it. But b'shitascha, according to your logic that you're worried about the tova, sha'at omer yinat nuloch lehem, she'en chotei niskar. You're worried about giving it to others? No. That would be a chotei niskar. You would have to sell it to others and give away the money. Look at the Mara Folda. B'shitosan eshivuhu, lididon afilu betova mutter. According to us, you can even say thank you, like Beis Hillel. Ve'en kan iser klal, there's no iser, there's nothing to worry about. Lididach, the mashvislay iser, for you who say it's an iser, hey choti niskar, v'yochlem him makaladam. Right, how could you just let them eat it? El yimkru lemba mosi chalik, just give away the money, sell it and give away the money, and in that way, there wouldn't be an issue of betova. Okay, two different shatim in the Mishnah about what the machlokas is about. Vaiter, Amar Rav Bibi, Hori Rav Yossi Be'ilin Kundasia, Rav Yasa Paskin, by these Kundasia, these artichokes that did not have Bi'ur done to them, and you sold them. That, She'elcho Mosien Liam HaMelech. If somebody takes their Shemitah produce after the time of Bi'ur and sells it, so again, wherever the fruit are, they have to have Bi'ur done. But if you have the money, Chazal say you got to throw out the money. I didn't the Mishnah say you could just split it up? Yeah, but here we're talking about the person himself. We're talking about the person himself, the Baal Aveira himself. So we don't say somebody just got it indirectly. The Baal Aveira himself, we would make him get rid of the money. Chazal, fine, that person. Okay. Moving right along, Ayin Chesem Aves. Rabbi Mana, Shal Rabbi Chizkiya, Ma'o Mi'ablaya, Bepunin L'Ashkelon. Can you take unripe dates? Bifunin, in small amounts. Punin, the Pnei Moshe said, it's like a fistful. Punin, mila lazhi be'egrof shebiyado. Right, a handful. Mishem da'ashkelon, what's the issue? The issue is Ashkelon is semi-chutz la'aretz. What's semi? Right, the Rashi Yoliyahu reminds us that we had earlier. It's chutz la'aretz on the one hand, but the Rabbanan warren goes there that the avir, the airspace is tameh. So the question is, what about these unripe dates? You're not supposed to take Peirush Shemitah to Chutz La'aretz. What about here? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a totally different shot. He says, no, the issue is maybe what we learned before about not taking Peirush Shemitah to Chutz La'aretz, maybe that only applies to Machal Adam. What about Machal Behema? That's the question. Like we had a couple of days ago, does Svichen apply to Machal Behema? So here too, does the Isser of exporting, does that apply to Machal Behema? Amar Lei Aser. Yes, it does apply to Machal Behema, or Ashkelon is Chutz La'aretz enough in this regard, and therefore can't take it out. Reb Chizkiya avikon b'shuka de Kesar, and Reb Chizkiya was in the shuka of Kesar, Kesaria, chomachaton al minisura. He saw somebody schlepping a whole bundle of Isser, a fruit that beer wasn't done to. So what did he do? Interesting, he doesn't scream at him. He just turns away. Hafach apuy to lo michmine he turns away so that he doesn't see him, tani prak. So what does that mean? He doesn't see him, tani prak. Some say that means he doesn't see him unloading. He just doesn't want to see the avera being done. That's one shot. Or he doesn't want the person to see him, to ask him for help. Tani prak, please help me to unload because of the mitzvah aprika. All right, so look at the Mara Folda. Shalo yira oso hanosan. The one who's carrying it shouldn't see him. V'yikra lo, and call him l'sayelo l'frok maso, to help him unload his bundle. So either he didn't want to be involved in a misayelo d'var avera, to be involved in the fruit, or he just didn't want to see the avera done. Right, just avera's being done. They say that Rav Elchanan Wasserman, when he saw Chilul Shabbos for the first time, he fainted. He just couldn't see it. It was just beyond his spiritual capability. So we're not supposed to see Aveir is being done. So he turned away. Kol kach lama, right? Why did he turn away? K'disha yasa makomo, so that he makes a statement in his place. Meaning, the people see that he's upset about it. People see that he's upset about it. K'disha yasa makomo mochiach, so that he makes a statement of tochacha in his, as he turns around. Right? The Mefarshim wonder, like, why didn't he just give tochacha? Why didn't he just tell him that this is wrong? So it must be that it was a situation where he wouldn't have listened. Right? Remember the Gemara in Yevamos? Kishem she mitzvah lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar davar sheino nishma. Right? You have to know if it would have been listened to or not. Right? If you look in the back, the Minchas Elazar here in his comments say, well, is it mefurish? Biur relates to the Ramban that we just spoke about. Is it mefurish? So he says maybe that's why. Like the Ran says, "Davar she'eno mefurish b'Torah mutav she'ishogin v'yimazidin." Right. When something that's mefurish b'Torah, maybe you have to say. But the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Siman Taf Reish Ches in Arachayim. Says the Mefarshim say maybe here he wouldn't have mutav she'ishogin. It wasn't mefurish b'kra, and therefore he didn't say it. Again, the mitzvah tochacha. Let's just read one more line, and then we'll talk about Tochacha. Shama Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha va'amar. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha heard about this behavior of Reb Chizkiya, that he didn't run away, he didn't scream, he just turned around, and he says, Ime dahan yoldas bar. Right? The mother of this one had a son. Right? This is something. He's a gavra, the Gemara says, sometimes in the Bavli. Right? This is bar inish. This is kazeh bar inish. This is a person. So the mitzvah of tochacha is a delicate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa, we know, but it's a challenging mitzvah, right? The Gemara says, right, do we have anybody today that could, Gemara in Erechin, right? Who knows today? Who knows how to give tochacha? Even the great Amoraim, because it has to be given out of love, has to be given out of respect. Remember the thought of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that he talks about how tochacha, giving rebuke, is come from the same shorish of hochacha, to prove. What's the connection between hochacha and tochacha? Tochacha is mean we prove to the person that he is above what he is doing. We prove to them that this is lo matim lecha. This is not appropriate for you. You're better than this. It's above you. That's the mitzvah of tochacha, to show that inside every pintel yid has such amazing power, he shouldn't be involved in this. Right? That's the mitzvah of tochacha. It even quotes the Gemara in Chagiga, the Acher Gemara. Remember the Gemara in Acher? Acher goes through all the Bate Medrash, and he goes next to every base Medrash, and all he hears from every base Medrash is, Acher is never going to do tshuva, right? And then the Baskol, Shuvu banim shovavim chutz mi Acher. Everybody can do tshuva instead of Acher. And they ask Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, but okay, so he was done. He heard from Shemayim that he's done. So says Rav Aaron, no, he says, he heard from Shemayim that Acher is done, but Elisha ben Avuya is not done. He thought all he is Acher. He thought he was just someone else, like that woman in the story in Chagiga. Oh, you must be an Acher. Aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? No. He picked the ripped out the thing on Shabbos. No, you must be an Acher. No. Elisha ben Avuya could always do tshuva. He just didn't believe in himself anymore. And the whole purpose of Tochacha is to show the person and to bring them up and show them that there is so much that they can do and accomplish. They're related to the mitzvah Prika and Te'ina. Those are mitzvahs Aseh Daraisa. The Rambam discusses this in the end of Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh, right? The last Perek Yud Gimel. Pi Shepaga B'Chavir B'Derech. If somebody meets their friend on the road, Ubehemto Rova'atz Tachas Maso, and their animal has a huge load, Bein Shehaya Aleh Masa Haroylo, Bein Shehaya Aleh Masa Yosef Masa, even whether it's an appropriate amount or even too much, Hariz a mitzvah Lifrok Me'aleha. It's a mitzvah to be parak, mitzvah to unload. Vizu mitzvah Saseh, Shnemar Azov, ta'azov imo. Right? Help him out. Help him put, there's a mitzvah of taking it off, there's a mitzvah of helping him put it on, all the different rules. Obviously only helping him, right? If he's sitting on the side and saying, hey, it's your mitzvah to help me, so go help my animal. No. You have to do it with. You have to take the first step. But once you take the first step, then there's a mitzvah to help out. Obviously, you know, if it applies to an animal, and for sure it applies to a person, to help load and unload a person, the Torah even says, even by a sone, even somebody who you don't like, you have this mitzvah. And the Rambam has at the end of that set of halachas, and this is the last halacha in Sefer Nezikin. The Rambam always has hashkafa at the end of every sefer. So there, he discusses, hasone shemer b'Torah hu b'Yisrael. When the Torah talks about a sone in this context, he's talking about a Jew. Right, not anybody from the Umos Unos Ha'olam. How do you hate some Jew? How does the Torah call a fellow Jew a sone? Hech ye li Yisrael sone mi Yisrael. Vakasav omer lo sisna zachicha bil vavecha. Amru chachamim kohen shereo levado sha'aver aveira. Vehistra bo. Somebody did an aveira. So he's hated in his actions. Velo chazar hari de mitzvah l'sono achi asa tshuva. You have to hate the actions of that person. But even if he didn't do tshuva yet, if he needs help, you go help him. Imatzho nifhal b'masa'o mitzvah lifrok v'lit onimo v'lo yanichenu no telamus shem yishtahe b'shul mamono v'yavol yisakana v'ator hekpida al nafshos Yisrael bein rishayim bein tzadikim me'achar shehim nilvim el Hashem u'ma'aminim b'ikir adas. Since the Jews, we accompany God and we believe in basics. Shenemar emor lehem chay Hashem nu Hashem alakim emech bozboz harasha kim b'shuv rasha midarko v'chaya. The Rambam ends off Hilchos Roseach Hashmiras and Nefesh, but Prika and Teina. Prika and Teina, these are the two mitzvahs that we have to try to help others, and in that way we help ourselves. Vayter, Rav Shua ben Levi, Avi Mifakei L'Talmid, Rav Shua ben Levi told his Talmid once, Lotisvin L'Yerak Elam in Ginsa de Sisra. There's one field of, called the field of Sisra. I want my vegetables from there. Why Sisra? So the Mefarshim explained, he must have thought that this was called Sisra, so it must be, goes back, way back to the biblical Sisra. And therefore this field was for sure always owned by a non-Jew, and therefore it didn't have Kedusha Shvius. Again, big sugya, that sugya is this Gemara, and that's what he told his Talmud. So Kami Mezar Cholatov, one time that Talmud met Eliyahu HaNavi, Zachur Latov. Amar le Ezel Emel Rabach le Eliyahu HaNavi said, go tell your master, Les had against the Sisra. He should know this is not going back thousands of years to the Sisra, going back to that garden, the old Sisra. The Yehudi Yehavis, there was really a Jew that owned this field, the Katle, and this non-Jew killed the Jew, Venasar Minei, and took it from him. Right, so don't think that it goes back, but don't worry, it still doesn't have Kedusha. In Boaz Machron Afshach, if you want to be Machron yourself, Ishtavi Lachavrach. What does that mean? Marad foldas hudeyas. Just be like your friends and be makel. As meikra din is mutter. Right? Shalot locha yachmer gamhu shavel lechaverav. Right? Or the pshat is, you want to be machmer? Okay, then give it to your friends because it's not a chumra. It's not meikra din. It is mutter. But either way, that's the story. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. Right? The big sugya of peiris akum during Shemitah. So the Rambam is of the opinion that they do not have kedusha mutarin. So the long Kesef Mishnah there in Perek Dalet Halacha Chavtes of Hilchos Shmita, and at the end he says, "V'yesh lahavi ra'il adiver abenu mida garsinan beYerushalmi." So Perek Tes Deshvius. He quotes the story of Yehoshua ben Levi, and he quotes the Ginsa de Sisra. V'nira dachi pirush Yehoshua ben Levi tziv l'tamido shelo yikne yerek beShvius elam Ginsa de Sisra. Tavi mashmalei, he assumes shaisa shel Sisra hakasuv b'mikra. It's from Sisra those days. Umei olam lo nich b'shem Yisrael. It was never captured by the Jews. V'im kain avu b'shagoy ovda b'shvias perusay mutaran avu b'sadas acheros shayu achshav shel goy yishlis topic. He wasn't sure if it's owned by a guy now, even if it was owned by a Jew earlier. I'm not sure. And Eliyahu Navi said, don't worry about it. That's the Kesef Ishah. Again, quotes Ari Yerushalmi at the end on that Rambam. Shubin Levi, this was not the only time that he got a message from Eliyahu HaNavi. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin where Shubin Levi asks Eliyahu HaNavi when Mashiach is coming. One of the most unbelievable Gemaras in all of Shas. Sanhedrin Sadi Chesem and Aleph. Rav Shua ben Levi asks, Amar Le, he says, Amrito, let's just find Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, Rav Shua ben Levi, Ashkach le Eliyahu. He was outside the cave of Shema Yechai. He says, Lo, Asin Alamad Asi, he says, am I going to Olam Haba? He says, Emir Tz Hashem. So he says, that's where it comes from. Emir Tz Adon Azad. And he says, when's Mashiach coming? He says, go ask him. So we know the story. He went to ask him and he said, Hayom. And he didn't, he misunderstood. It's not Hayom today, but Hayom in Mekolo Tishmo. But Reb Shua ben Levi, you know, is wont to have conversations with Elio Hanavi. And here his Talmud even gets it. Okay, let's finish. So there was one person who was chashud on Shemitah. And he went home to his wife and said, make sure you take off challah from this Shemitah dough. Amr Leah, who gavra chashal shmitasa, vatamar afkun chala? Since when are you so frum? The wife says to the husband. You don't keep hilchos shmitah. You want me to take off chala? Amr Leah says to her, yeah, it's a big difference. Chala midivrei Torah, shvias midirabba gamliya vachaveirav. Chala zachiyya daraisa. I don't play around with isuri daraisa, this man said. Shvias is drabanan. Either that means shvias bezban azez drabanan. The Ramban, in that piece at the end of Vayikra, says, this proves that biur might be drabanan. The Rasilio here quotes that Ramban and does not like it at all. So this must mean something different. But either way, the man was makbid on challah, even though he wasn't makbid on shvias. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, next time, Hadra l'chapegam va'rivuzin. Next time we start with the 10th perek of Meseches Shvias.